Welcome to So Over Podcast, a podcast for fans, talking fans about everything pro wrestling. Today, Emmy Blaze, are joined with Pump the Beef and Lorenzo Ramon and Macho Martin. Okay, guys,
Hello.
I wanted to know what you thought of last night's Rumble, one by one. But okay, wait, Beef G, tell me.
Pump the beef. Okay. Last night's Royal Rumble. It was kind of full of not surprises. Like, I didn't really feel like there was any like major surprise apart from I just can't believe they gave it a Charlotte Flair again.
I hear
I mean, I see where they're going. Maybe they're trying to do, like, I know she had she's had a couple of championship matches with Rhea Ripley. They seem to have each time they win one, they challenge each other. So, but I just think there was other storylines to be had there. I really thought Nia Jax was going to get it. I thought Jordynne Grace was great. Like, I liked her little spot when she Death Valley Driver on Piper Niven.
Yeah, you predicted that she was going to be in the Rumble, which I didn't know. So.
Yeah, she well, whenever they post stuff like, "Oh, I hope you have a great weekend. I'm not going to be there. I'm doing my mum's birthday or something like that," like, "All oh, right, yeah, you're coming. Of course you're going to be there." Okay. Yeah, with the men's, I kind of felt again there was no like big surprises. I'm kind of, I mean, I kind of thought there was a good chance Jey Uso might get it, but I'm still a little bit shocked, I suppose. I was so sure it was going to be CM Punk.
Yeah, no, it was really surprising, but it was good. It was good storyline stuff coming in the ring, inside the ring. So, a few setups, would you say?
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, there was some good square offs and stuff. I mean, Bron Breakk was good. I thought Bron Breakk was really good in it. So disappointed that Akira Tozawa's been in the company 8 years. He almost made it to his first Royal Rumble, and then got taken out.
He got screwed. He got screwed. Honestly, biggest screw job in wrestling history. Honestly,
was so bad.
easily.
Okay, can I go on to Lorenzo Ramon? What did you think about your instant reaction? I want it.
So is this the pay-per-view as a whole, or just the Rumble matches
The
specifically?
Rumble matches.
Okay. Yeah, the Women's Rumble really disappointed me. It was very kind of botchy, I would say. And obviously Charlotte. Well, Brie Bella. The minute she came in, I said, "Oh God," because I'm not a Brie Bella fan at all. I've never been a Brie Bella fan. She doesn't even look like. I feel like she tried to do push-ups in the match,
Yes,
and I
she
was just like,
did.
"What is that?
I
Like,
know.
is that how you do push-ups?" I don't know. She
Macho
was not
Martin,
ready.
what you said something about that as well. Sorry to interrupt, but about Bella.
Why is she doing push-ups in the middle of the ring?
Exactly. John Cena's ex-wife, I guess, or something. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I was surprised they saved her for last. I was just like, oh, that I thought they'd have like a big reveal, but
Well, this is it. So during the women's match, obviously they were teasing Naomi and Bianca Belair, like, falling out, because I guess Naomi hugged Jordynne Grace or something like that. So
yeah.
I'm thinking at 30 will be Jade Cargill, and then she'll come in and eliminate whoever injured her or threw her off, whatever happened to her, basically. And in my head, it would have been Bianca Belair, but no, we get Brie Bella instead, and that was definitely like pretty disappointed. And then the way they all got eliminated all at once by Nia Jax, I was just like, nah, this ain't it. This ain't it.
I love that they got all like I love when Nia Jax came in and just like came. I thought I was really sad she didn't win.
Yeah, same. In the end, I mean, between her and Charlotte and Bayley, for me, Nia Jax, but it is what it is. And then the men's rumble, I actually did enjoy the men's rumble. I was just kind of, it threw me in a loop when CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins got eliminated all at once. I definitely thought one of those guys was winning. But obviously the storyline they played at the end when they were all like punching up each other, that was pretty entertaining. And then Jey also winning. I understand why they've done it. He obviously is big merchandise seller. The crowd loves him. And I just feel like him winning, I mean, realistically, he's not going to be in the main event of WrestleMania. It's going to be whoever Cody Rhodes is facing.
You think
So,
so?
yeah,
yeah.
I think he'll main event day one, and he'll be going up against Gunther. And then there, you know, there'll be a big overspill. I reckon John Cena is probably going to main event day two,
Yeah, they, I guess they
personally.
want to make use of that talent.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they give him the belt and he retires after, and he just retires with
Yeah.
the belt.
Did you he actually cut a promo at the end. The press conference, he was saying that he's gonna enter Elimination Chamber and win because it's best for business. So I'm like, are you a heel now or something? That sounded very heelish to me. Yeah.
That's really interesting. What did you think, Macho Martin? What was your reactions to the Rumble?
Yeah, I think the women's one was a bit of a scam, really, right at the end. I couldn't believe it, but she won. I was like, well, what's going on? She just, I don't know, gave them loads of money to have all those promos or whatever.
They were terrible
And then
promos.
terrible promos with all these blurred out pictures and filters and her on her jewelry and money and or God knows whatever. But she's got no storyline. She's been out of the game for like years. And then they just get a, let her win
With a
a,
broken leg.
again with a broken leg. I was really annoyed about that. Lady, obviously, kind of guess she'd be still in the top four. She was still there. But yeah, I would have preferred Jax to win it. Men's Rumble. Again, it was a bit of a yeah. I just think because Uso, you know, he won it. He's just gonna end up challenging like Gunther anyway, and then it would just be the same as what we had already on SmackDown. I was like, well, we've seen that. That's not going to be exciting.
Yeah,
So I was like,
that's
well,
the
what's the
thing.
point of that? So yeah, I was a bit disappointed with that. And we kind of knew Cena would be towards the end with the top four again. But we knew we weren't going to win it because they've got to get the most out of him for the rest of the year. But in terms of the winners, I was quite disappointed with the winners. The overall Rumble wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
It was
I've
just
seen
quite,
worse for sure.
but as you say, with it was quite a bit of a surprise with all three of Rollins, Punk, and Seth all got, going out or whatever. That's what all three going out. So yeah, that's it really.
I think it's going to be good for Gunther. I think it's going to be like him going up against Joe. So if they go up against each other, because he's just vicious, like with his insults, like we were saying the other day, you know, he just goes to the jugular, and I think he's going to have a lot of fun because there's loads to rip apart with Joe. So it's not like he's a perfect package, you know. I think there's it's going to be brutal. I think what Gunther's going to be saying to him
Yeah,
because
he's
he's going
going
to
to
be
cry
easy.
again, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just going to be saying what we're all saying here. Yeah, you know, he's going to be saying similar
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
I feel like Roman Reigns needs to give Jey Uso his diet plan because,
Yeah.
yeah, Jey Uso is a bit, you know, he needs
He's
to tone
not,
up
is
a bit.
he? You feel like he's that wobbly. You're like, he's not got the
Yeah,
physique.
he just need. I don't know. It's like something about him. He's kind of skinny fat, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, like
That's
he's
not
not
like
Roman
skinny.
Reigns.
They
He doesn't have the
grow.
aura of Roman Reigns. He just needs to tone up a bit, look more presentable, to me, and then. Yeah, but I do like Joe, so obviously I like him. I like his story actually from COVID era up until now. He's done a slow progression kind of thing. So you do respect that. I don't know if I believe he can beat a Gunther. Just like on face value, how does he beat a Gunther? You know?
Yeah, I think he will. I think I think anyway, he'll take on Gunther at WrestleMania and win. That's what
Right.
I think they'll do with him. One thing I'll say about the men's Royal Rumble as well, actually, towards the end when there was like, I think there was like six people left in the ring or something, or a handful of people left, they were bigging up everyone who was in there, and one of them was AJ Styles. I just thought finally he was getting a little bit of recognition.
Ah, yes.
You know, I just thought he never gets put in that group, and he's here now, and I think, oh, brilliant! I love AJ Styles. Keep asking him what shampoo he uses on Twitter. He's ignoring me. He's
He
ignoring me.
came out. He came out with his old theme, didn't he? His old theme, because he's got a new theme now, doesn't? Well, he's supposed to have one, but I guess no one would have recognized it because he only used it for 2 weeks before he got injured.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's
I was
true.
like, that's my next question. Best entrances of the Rumble.
Roman Reigns by far, just because.
Alexa Bliss.
Oh, actually, yeah, Alexa Bliss, yeah.
Alexa Bliss had the biggest pop of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I did like Lash Legend coming out there. I would say that.
Oh man, I you know, I've seen a wrestler a couple of times. I don't watch NXT too much, but I just didn't realize how big she was compared to everyone else.
He's
Yeah.
tall.
Like seeing the ring with everyone, I just thought, Christ, it was like Roman Reigns in there.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, Roman Reigns shaved his face. Something is like unbelievable.
She was definitely a presence, like a contender. Do you know what I mean? Like, I kind of thought maybe she could win, you know?
Oh, she, I, yeah, I'm, yeah, she's got a new fan there. Thinks she's, yeah, I thought she was brilliant.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely her fan now. Like, honestly, just made an entrance alone.
I kind of liked what are we talking about, the women's entrance or just or
Oh, well, yeah, you can start with the women if
men's,
you
oh,
want.
all the men's entrance.
Yeah, well, just of the night,
I
what
liked Hendry when he came in and when he was in dancing all along in the ring.
Oh, on that. So when he was attacking everybody, why was Sheamus just sat in the corner doing nothing?
I
Oh,
love that.
he was just clapping along. I love that. He was like,
It's
yeah, party time.
did you see Sheamus when he said to what's his name? Jacob
Jacob Fatu.
Fatu, and he said to him,
Why are you angry all the
yeah.
time? I was enjoying that.
Yeah, I was enjoying that. I
Yeah.
love that.
And then like Jacob and Fatu didn't even like attack Sheamus. They were just standing in the ring, just like having this chat about why he's destroyed his like entertainment for the night. And Jacob was just like, I don't know, I just hate him, you know, or something. I don't know what he was saying. It was like you could caption this. You're like, what? You know, like it's just sort of it was proper comedy. It was really good.
It was telling that they didn't attack each other. I don't know if that's something to go on as well. Like Jacob Fatu was usually quick to hit everyone and
No,
he's
yeah,
not scared of no one.
he's like Seamus. They're friends. They're
One thing I
brethren.
liked about the men's rumble that I didn't like about the women's rumble, actually, and this might be my ignorance, is when it came to the men's rumble, they obviously tried to tell a lot of stories. That's why there's a lot of staring and, camera work. The women's rumble also did that. The problem is I don't know a lot of those stories, honestly. There was a
That's
lot of
true.
times they were standing watching each other, and I'm thinking to myself, am I missing something here? So that's just me, though. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
Who was that in particular? Was there like with the women that?
It's Sonya Deville and a group. They were just
Yeah.
staring like a few people, and I'm just like, I don't know why. Like, they were NXT girls. I know that much. I don't know a lot of NXT girls, so I can't give you a
Yeah.
specific example, but it was really her group as a whole.
I think
Yeah.
they are just dangerous. Like I felt
Right.
like they were quite dangerous in the ring.
I know they were making a big deal of it, weren't like, oh, Pure Fusion Collective, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, how many people did they eliminate? Collectively,
Yeah,
I think it
I
was
know they
zero.
actually
You're like,
did.
even when they were all in there together, they still didn't get anyone out. It's just like,
I know, right?
beating people
Yeah.
up.
Also, I wanted to mention Penta actually got eliminated because
Oh
he got
yeah, he
eliminated
definitely
early.
touched the floor with both feet
Yeah,
at the beginning.
both of them.
Yeah.
I think when they do stuff like that as well, you got like Wade Barrett was like, I've got laser vision, and he definitely only hit one foot. And it's just like, they should just cut to an official who just holds up one. You're just like, yeah, he's still in it, one. Like, that's all I need. I don't need an explanation from the commentators. That's what the officials are there for, isn't it?
They were trying to do like damage control, right? You know, because it's like he shouldn't have, it was an accident, wasn't
He
it?
shouldn't have gone out so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they should just cut to an official, holds up one finger, one. No,
Yeah.
still in. He only one foot.
Nah, I'll
he
be
just.
like, nah, just get him out.
Yeah, it's going to come out
Literally,
eventually, but
anyway.
obviously there's something where he's maybe got to help get someone else out, or I don't know what was going on, but he was out, and we all saw it pretty early on. Do you know what I mean? Okay,
What did you
so
think? What did you think, Emily?
what did I think?
Yeah, what did you think of the
I
Rumble?
was really disappointed with the result of the Women's Rumble with Charlotte. Because it's just sort of like it was so obvious, and I feel like Charlotte Flair's had her time. It's fine if she entered the Rumble and she stayed in it for a bit, and it was like, oh yeah, she's real hard, man. Yeah, like she stays in it for a bit. But I don't think she should win the Rumble
No,
because
she
it's
doesn't need
like,
it.
yeah, it's just the same match that we're going to see with her versus Rhea, I guess. And then I just feel like it's a bit sad for some of the other ones. Like I would have even preferred if like Roxanne Perez had won. I know that would have been a bit unprecedented, a little bit, but then that's something different. And I felt like Roxanne Perez stayed in for quite a bit. And, you know, I was like, you know, I was just really, I thought it was really underwhelming and stuff.
Is it
And
fair to say
I
Flair's the Hulk Hogan of the current women's division? Is that fair?
Would you say that? Yeah, I guess so. With the
Yeah.
woo in, would you say that as well, Pump the Beef?
Yeah, I mean, I know that Rhea Ripley gets a lot of stick, doesn't she? For people, I've seen people online calling her Rhea Hogan.
Rhea Hogan,
yeah,
she
but
should
I
be
could.
really.
That's unfair though, because it's only because she beat Liv Morgan all the time, but she's not like who else has she really like
Yeah,
beat?
I think in the War Games one, she almost no-sold a finisher,
Ah, yes,
and
okay.
she jumped back up to her feet and all. So yeah, I mean, I see it. I can't see it, but it's yeah. I think this just handing stuff to Charlotte Flair is a little bit like, you know,
Hogan.
yeah. I mean, I like Charlotte Flair. I do like Charlotte Flair, and I do think she's, you know, like it's good that they've built her up this reputation of being a hard, you know, like a formidable force and all that. But I just think, man, there were so many other stories in there that I would have liked to have seen play out more.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm gonna sing a song. Just bear with me. It's Roxanne. You don't have to pull on the leg sweep. Roxanne, you don't need to do that suicide dive through the night. Yeah,
Yeah.
she was really good. Like, she lasted really long in the ring.
Didn't
And
she hold the record now, didn't she, for longest woman in the Royal
oh,
Rumble?
does she?
I
Okay.
think so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and I loved like when the NXT girls were ganging up on everyone else as a strategy as well.
Yeah. I mean, I used to hate Roxanne Perez when she first came into it. They were selling her as, you know, like, oh, she was a fan of wrestling. She used to play the video games. So she's really good at wrestling, you know, like, I used to go, oh, well, who cares, you know, like, but yeah, when she turned heel and, yeah, like in the Rumble in particular, I was just thinking, actually, I'm getting behind her. I kind of get it. I get it. Yeah, so I think again, she might have earned a fan there on me.
Yeah, what about Trish Stratus turning up? Were you like that gassed about it?
So no, and I like Trish, but no, I feel like I didn't think she was gonna eliminate anyone anyway, to be fair. Did she eliminate someone in the end or no?
Don't think so.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, the surprises just didn't hit for me. I did like Speed coming out though, because I know I actually do. I don't follow Speed, but I
Yeah.
know who he is.
That
So,
was hilarious in
yeah,
the
that was pretty
ring.
funny.
I
Yeah,
mean,
I was actually. I was.
could he eliminate someone?
Yeah, Otis. Otis.
Oh, just,
Oh,
and then that was like ridiculous. But it was with
yeah.
help or something, right?
Yeah. Braun Breaker and him, they eliminated Otis. And
Then
then he did
Bron
a
Breakker's
backflip.
turning on him.
You know, it's funny because while I was running down the ring, all I was saying to myself, no, please don't mess up. Because don't embarrass yourself on live TV. And he did a backflip. I said, wow, you actually landed a backflip.
Yeah.
Under pressure, that was cool. And then Bron Breakker, who in my opinion is the star of the Men's Rumble, Bron Breakker,
Yeah, agree. Yeah,
absolutely annihilated Speed.
yeah.
And he had a couple of
I
one-on-ones.
like that he was wearing numbers on his leotard thing as well. His singlet,
Yeah.
because of Steiner Matz. He's got a
Yeah.
1-4-1 three-quarter chance of winning if he's wearing
Yeah. I
numbers on
think he could
his.
be heavyweight champion this year, actually. Later down the line, maybe Money in the Bank, perhaps.
Yeah, I could see him with the belt. Yeah, for sure. That's
Yeah.
why, like, I haven't been bothered that he's, you know, retained this Intercontinental title, and you know the stuff he was saying to Sheamus as well in the build up to matches with him. Just say, what you think we should just hand it to you because you've never won it before. You know, like I thought, yeah, I like this.
Yeah, because I did used to think Bron Breakker was a bit annoying, like, with the, I mean, dog finger, oh, or whatever. It was like, but then, he proved himself in the Rumble this time. He eliminated quite a few people. I'm glad he didn't win, though. I was like, please, I hope you just, like, eliminate a few people and don't win.
At least he didn't turn up looking like a carrot with his less tanning, his orange tan.
It's all natural.
Oh, we talked about surprise guests, right? Were there anyone else that you were like, oh, wow?
Mean, who else was there in the Jordynne Grace, we already mentioned.
Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry, we already mentioned. Yeah, I think those are all the surprises, weren't they?
The
I believe
best
so.
surprise, I don't think there was any
yeah.
that like blew my socks off. You know, like I thought, like, oh, maybe there's a chance that the Hardy Boys might turn up or something, you know. And I just thought, there's a chance. There's at least a chance.
Oh, I am hearing though, because it was Liv Morgan that eliminated Alexa Bliss, right? So
Yes.
I'm
hearing that they might, you know, try and do a program between those two.
Yeah, a feud between those two would be pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
two blondes. They both look like Harley Quinn, sort of, just
Yeah.
one slightly more deranged than the other.
Yeah, do a ladder match for like the Harley Quinn title or something. I
don't know. Joker match.
Yeah. Nia Jax eliminates five people. Is that a record? Or she is it five or six? How many people does she go get rid of in one go?
Oh man, I don't know. But I when she did that, I was like, I was looking at the fiance and I was like, called it. She's winning this. Yeah, she's winning it. You know, I was like, if she loses, I'm washing up for the rest of our lives together. I'm breaking up with her this weekend.
I was fuming at that point. I really wanted Bianca Belair to win, honestly.
Really Bianca Belair did a really cool stacking up of people.
Yeah, I've seen
that. I've seen that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Stacking. It was like it got to four or five or something.
You know, it's funny, no? You know when you see someone do a really amazing spot in the Rumble, you know they're not winning it.
Oh, really? Like, was there like...
Yeah, it's like, that's your moment. That's your moment.
Historical, historian, WWE.
That's just based on recent, like, observation.
What about in the right beginning of the Women's Rumble, someone's top fell off?
Yeah, of course you noticed that.
Of course I
know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lyra Valkyria. Yeah. It was. I thought it was funny when she was trying to fix it and Liv Morgan still booted it at the car.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it had been very helpful there or something. There is like some real, I feel like there is a real kind of like competition going on still, even, you know, even so there might be some sort of knowledge of who might, what things are supposed to happen. But
I thought she was pretty cool as well, actually. Lyra Valkyria was pretty cool.
What was cool about her? Ask friend.
A top came up. No, I'm trying. I get behind the character again. Like I quite like the when she used to come out with the feathers on her shoulders and things, and I wanted her to do well. I wanted her to do well, and she kind of held her own. She wasn't just like thrown about in there and thrown out, or you know, I kind of felt like there was. She's going to go far in it at least, and not just be a walkover.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think of the booing of American Maid? She was the one that got the most...
Ivy Nile.
Ivy Nile. What do you think of Ivy Nile booing by everyone?
I didn't get a reaction to me.
Yeah, no, it's like she was in NXT for I don't know how long and didn't get a reaction off anyone. So
yeah. I think any reaction is a good reaction to me.
Yeah,
if you're a wrestler, you want people to care about you emotionally in some way, shape or form. If there's no reaction, like B-Fab, for example, then you're kind of... stressed.
What did you think about B Fab? Like they seem to be really pushing her.
That whole she came up with a what were the crew called again? She came up with them.
Oh, Hit Row.
Yeah, I just yeah.
I know.
Yeah, no. Nah. Just no. I'm not a fan of any of them actually.
What about Maxine Dupri? Like she came in. That was interesting.
Yeah, she. That was. Yeah,
it was a thing. Yeah, it was
thing. Yeah. I'm glad that they're giving her a little push again. You know that you know she got booed out of the stadium, didn't it? That went viral. That video of her getting booed out of the stadium.
You know,
and I thought that was a bit unfair.
Not to get off topic because it's relating to that. I didn't really see the big deal with that. I feel like as a wrestler, you do want just like what I said before. You want a reaction. You want people to care. You know,
yes.
About you in some way, shape, or form. If that was me, I would take that on the chin and, you know, pitch an idea of me turning the heel, maybe. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember why. I can't remember what they were saying, like when they were booing. So I don't know.
I think she can't wrestle and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. With the chanting as well. I can't remember what they were chanting. But yeah, I thought, like, it's, you know, probably hurts.
Mm.
Yeah, it probably does. But I mean, she did a really interesting worm move to a slam. It was like way too slow, but it was interesting.
Oh, sorry. That was another pet peeve I had with the Women's Rumble. The hit in was too soft for me. Like it didn't look real enough. Yeah, there was times like even Bianca Belair's her moment when she was stacking all yes. those
yeah
like she was punching the turnbuckle, she wasn't punching anybody in the head.
Yeah, I know, right?
She wasn't even looking either, she was looking behind her because she wanted to do the next backflip. That's like, come on.
That is true. In that perspective I totally get you. I mean there were a few hard hits in there, but like yeah, like generally that's a peeve for me as well, for sure, because like how am I supposed to get like behind that, you know what I mean? Like nah. Yeah. So
What would you guys rate? What would you guys rate the Women's Rumble then, out of 10, if you could?
What in terms of looking at it in like overall over
Well, yeah,
Women's
entertainment, I guess.
Rumbles?
Like, were you entertained? Were you happy with the outcome? Were you happy? Did you get the moments you wanted and stuff like that?
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 6 or a 7. I was happy with some parts of it, but there are some parts. I mean, I was quite disappointed. I wanted Asuka to come back. Obviously, she's injured, so nothing to do about that. But yeah, I would have preferred to see a few more people I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last reveal, like the th 30 spot. I don't know. I've got nothing negative about Nikki Bella or whatever. She can't do push-ups, but like, she doesn't pump the beef. But I thought,
That's the
yeah,
worst one of the Marvel.
I was even Becky Lynch. I was thinking, oh, Becky Lynch must be saving Becky Lynch maybe for
Yeah.
the 30 or something. But yeah, didn't happen.
Nikki Bella is the worst moment of the night for me.
Yeah, I feel you. That was very underwhelming. Like there was that I didn't feel like I saw anyone like I was like really ha excited about or like that much in the Rumble. I was like, why are you wasting like these places with these people? I'm just like, this isn't exciting, you know, at all. What about you, Macho Martin?
Yeah, pretty much the same. It's 6 or 7. I mean, the ending was pretty disappointing for me. So, and then some of the build-ups were a bit, yeah, it was all right. It was entertaining enough, on and off throughout. It just, that ending like reduced all the points for me. So I only put about a 7 out of 10 for that.
What about you? Pump the beef.
Yeah, same. Yeah, 6, 6, 6, 7, something like that. Some parts I like, some parts I thought were dog poo. The ending was just, well, assuming that she's gonna take on Rhea Ripley. I just didn't see any storylines that I'd be very invested in at the end of it. And I saw so many others beforehand that I just thought, oh, there's so many other people who could win this, where the storyline could go somewhere. Bayley, Nia Jax. A bit disappointed with the winner. I'm sure she'll change her mind. Like Charlotte Flair is really good. I do like Charlotte Flair, so maybe by WrestleMania, I'll be like, I totally see it. But
They're gonna have to work on that for you.
for me specifically.
I'll pass that on to the affiliates program. Okay. Yeah. So, what about the men's? It's a good question, Lorenzo.
Men's Rumble, I'll give a 7 to 8, maybe 8. I think 8 is actually more realistic for me. I have no major issues other than, well, one, I would have liked a bit more surprises, but it's not the end of the world. And then two, just Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. And CM Punk getting eliminated all in that 30-second period by Logan Paul of all people as well, the
Oh
CM Punk.
yeah, we didn't talk about Logan Paul. What did you guys think of his injection into the Men's Rumble?
He was a Triple H guy. He's next up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler, yeah, for sure. I just don't like him specifically. I don't know.
The only person on the card who I think is better than him, personally, is Dirty Dom.
So when you say,
He laughed as well.
so I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not. That's the thing.
I do like him. All right, they're not Big D. I mean, Big D, like I said the other day, pumps the beef twice a day, easy.
Yeah, true.
He does one arm dips, that guy, you know.
That's true.
Logan Paul, Logan Paul's like he's a personality, isn't he? He's a big personality. It's brilliant to hate him. We're all allowed to hate him, and I love the fact he just drinks that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Same with Dirty Dom. Same with I loved. I mean, I've never wanted a moustache so much as when I see him walk to the ring. He's the reason I've got a mullet. I've got a mullet right now. I'm coming out of the closet. I have a mullet. All right. You didn't know this before, but I do. And that's Dirty Dom's fault, that.
I will say though, because of guys like Dirty Dom and Logan Paul, it makes for a good face to face them, if that makes sense. Because
Yeah,
those are
no.
heels that you will never actually cheer for, but Gunther that like, has a fan base, so let's say he faces Jey Uso at WrestleMania, I see the crowd being 50-50. But then
Yeah.
with a Logan Paul, you're all going to root for Jey Uso most of the time.
Yeah. I was going to say, we haven't covered, like, we've got a few minutes left, but we haven't covered the pay-per-view matches in between the tag team match and the ladder match. Did you guys have any thoughts on that? I fell
I
asleep, to
fell
be
asleep in
honest.
the ladder in the tag team match. I went to sleep. It's blooming awful.
So this is my thing, right? I left Pump Reef to go because I just have a.
Well, a tag team match. I kind of, yeah, went and made some tea, boiled an egg. And did anything vacuumed. Yeah, and then for the World Championship match, the ladder match, there's some awesome spots in that. Like, I don't like Kevin Owens, but I mean, at the end of that match, you can't say that he didn't put on a show. You know, I felt almost bad for saying I hate him, but I hate him. But he still delivered.
Yeah, talking about things that we said before, I was sort of, like last time I was talking about CM Punk's theme. I've only been listening to CM Punk's theme now, and I think it's amazing. Like, I really do.
No,
I don't know what's happened. Like, it just started coming up on my algorithm, and it's thanks to you guys being like, it's the best theme. And now I'm like, I want to cover that theme. Like,
after Pretty
so
Deadly,
good.
it's the best theme after Pretty Deadly.
Yeah,
That's, yeah, that's
top two.
true. And there's one line, I think, like, because we didn't cover SmackDown, but there's the one line from SmackDown that I really liked. And it was Jacob Fatu. What's his name? It was
Priest.
Jacob Fatu to Priest. And it was, he said something like, you can get your hair braided, but don't ever get it twisted. I just thought it was so good because this was like, I was just cracking up. Anyways, that was on SmackDown.
Why were they interacting? That's what my question would be. I don't
They were having like, didn't they have a fight or beef, or they were having a chat? But
Oh, by the way,
it wasn't a nice chat.
Damian Priest has fallen. Like, he was a World Heavyweight Champion 9 months ago, and now he's getting eliminated by Intercontinental Champions. He's
Yeah.
gone downhill. He's
That's
gone
because he's
downhill.
gone to SmackDown, right?
Well, I mean, is anyone behind Damian Priest here? Like,
Not
I just
me.
I don't get it.
I
I don't
kind
know.
of like him, I don't, I used to, I didn't get it before, but I don't know why. He's getting a bit better on a mic. He wasn't very good when he first started, but they gave him so many spots and chances. Now I think he's a lot better. So I quite like him. And then some of the matches that he's had, like even with the Street Profits, I think that was some of the best matches, like actual matches that I've seen. And then one with Finn Balor, which was the street fight, I thought that was pretty awesome. I think he can really sell things, like the actual matches, but I don't know about his charisma and all that stuff. Maybe that's something they need to work on, is like his profile.
Yeah,
He's a character.
I don't get behind him as like this big tough guy. You know, I know he's got the deep voice and all that, he's got a sexy voice, but you know, like he stands there and he does like the hand clapping thing when he's about to do his choke slam, which like what Kane used to do, and
Yeah.
it's like your choke slam, mate, looks 1% of what Kane's look like. You
Yeah,
know, like
the one-handed choke slam.
it's just like you know, Kane's choke slam is the choke slam from hell, and although yours is a cool name, South of Heaven, cool name, just.
Yeah.
It isn't doesn't look like you're going to drive anyone through the mat, you know.
Yeah.
Now he's got this like fake old school thing gimmick as well, and it's just like a move. And I just, you
On
know,
the little tightrope walk.
yeah. And I just think, stop trying to put me in front of my eyes. You know what I mean? I feel like WWE are like, here, look at this, look at this. I know you keep looking at other people. I know you keep looking at Dominic Mysterio's hairdo, but look at this.
By the way, I've got to stop you there. We're going to probably end in a minute, but it's probably best if I say goodbye now.
Okie dok.
But thank you so much. This has been So Over podcast featuring Lorenzo, Ramon, Pump the Beef, and Macho Martin, and me, Emmy Blaze. Have a nice one.